Good evening. Nice to see everybody tonight. I really appreciate that song, that 295 that you led. When we were singing it, I was thinking how close it is, ties into Psalm 23, the chorus, where it says, he leadeth me by his own hand, he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And that is so appropriate to part of the message of the lesson tonight in the 23rd Psalm. This was written by David, and it's a relatively short passage, 6 verses. But David, I don't know exactly, and I don't know exactly when in his life he wrote this, but I look at David's life, and I look at the toil, the heartbreak, the battles he fought, battles against enemies, battles within himself, battles with his own flesh and blood, battles with people close to him. And one of the things that is all through David's life, God led him. Of course, we know he sinned. God wasn't leading him in sin, but he was his focus throughout his life. And I'd like us to look at Psalm 23. It starts off, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You think of David's early life, he was a shepherd. Not only was he a shepherd, but he was an obedient son in carrying out the duties of being a shepherd. With his brothers off in the military, the responsibility of the sheep fell to David. And so he understood the idea of what it took to be a shepherd. A lot of responsibility, the care, the protection, leading the sheep. And he is reflecting here, the Lord is my shepherd. I may be a shepherd to sheep, but the Lord is my shepherd. And he makes the statement, I shall not want. One of the shepherd's responsibility is to feed the sheep, protect them, lead them to water, lead them to areas to graze. And this is who David is relying on as his shepherd, is the Lord. The Lord shall feed him. The Lord will provide him sustenance, protection. And he's boldly per times, not enough money to stretch. But you know what? I've never missed any meals. I've always had a roof over my head. God has provided for me, and I hope I show him. I hope I show God the thanks and the respect and the honor and the thankfulness that David did. I shall not want. If the Lord is my shepherd, I'm content. I will be provided for in that situation. Jesus addressed a lot of this very same thing on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, starting in 25. Jesus says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? I'm a worrier. If we could do that, I'd be 8'2". But Jesus is saying, don't worry. God's got it covered. He goes on to say, so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, Jesus is bringing up David's son, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Jesus is not saying, sit down and don't work for things. Jesus is not saying that. But he says, seek first, above all, above everything else that you seek after, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the things that we eat, the things that we'll wear, will fall into place. And he ends this thought up, says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Why worry about tomorrow? We got enough right now to contend with. Today there's enough stuff to take care of the things we need to do. But we want to, or I'll focus on me. But I want to worry about things tomorrow. I joke sometimes when everything is going good, I don't have anything to worry about. You know, it's kind of like, well, what's missing? But Jesus is saying the same thing David was saying, but David just used less words. Starts out, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He's talking in terms of a shepherd. We can be, quote, in green pastures and beside still waters without being in green pastures and by still waters. That's an attitude. That's attitude. That's perfect environment for a shepherd and for sheep. Green pastures. The sheep will be supplied with food. It's comfortable. It's cool. Green pastures. It's a pasture. It's open ground. You can see enemies coming. And the shepherd can protect the sheep. Still waters. Sheep are not known for their swimming ability. They get in water and they just soak that water up and They need the still, slow, shallow waters. Basically, what this is saying, God has surrounded me with comfort, protection, and provision. And David is saying, God does that for me. He restores my soul. Have you ever lost money? You know, you pull money out of your pocket and maybe some other bills come out with it and it falls on the ground. And later on, you go to reach in, where's... I know I had a 20 in there. I used a 5 and a single at the store. I know I had a 20. Where's that? That money you lose, for some reason, always seems to not be the last money. Lost money can be replaced. What about your soul? He recharges and refuels my soul. David says he restores my soul. When things are bad, and we've all been there, we've had scares in our lives, we've lost people in our lives, we've run into dead ends, brick walls, and you feel low. He restores my soul. He gives us that reason to go on. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. And I love that line in the song that we sang. He leadeth me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Why? For His name's sake. It's not only good for me, but it glorifies Him. When David follows God, when I follow God, when you follow God, it glorifies God that we choose to do that. Of all the things we choose that we can do, of all the things that you could have been doing right now, you're here worshiping God, fellowshipping with the saints, and encouraging each other. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. In Psalm 19, which David also wrote, he wrote, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Not only does God lead me, he's saying, but he brightens my way. I'm not just stumbling and bumbling in the dark. He's showing us the way to go. Verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." How many times in his life did he walk into the valley of the shadow of death? How many? As a warrior king, even before he was a warrior, going up against that big guy, Goliath, when he was just a boy, he walked into a valley of the shadow of death numerous times. But yet, he says, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Not my armor, not my weapons, not my army, because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. As a shepherd usually has a rod and staff, a walking stick. That stick not only steadies you on uneven ground, David probably used that stick to fight off predator animals, to save the sheep. And he's saying, your rod and your staff comfort me. I understand what that is. And you are a comfort to me, God. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. He not only provides for him, but in the presence of his enemies. It's kind of, he's getting validated. All of the things that David went through and the enemies that he had, the Lord is providing for him in the presence of his enemies. They see it. He's vindicated. He's acknowledged and validated. Sometimes that's all we need is validation. Validation may not fix the situation, but sometimes just being heard, and understood. We all, as human beings, want to be validated, acknowledged. And David says, you, God, prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Only a man as humble as David would keep from doing the dance, na 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 na, to the enemies. Look what God's doing. They get it. God's doing it in their sight. You anoint my head with oil. That was a sign of healing, of care. And he says, my cup runs over. Whether he's got much, whether he's got a little, again, attitude. My cup runs over because of you, God. Psalm 43, verse 1, another, David wrote this. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Sometimes that's all we need. A situation may not be fixed. Sometimes we just want to be vindicated, heard, validated that we were right. And God does that. And it ends up in verse 6. This is part the way I see it. Partly David reflecting and part proclamation. A statement to God and maybe others. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Doesn't mean everything in my life will be good. He lost sons. He lost friends. He lost some battles. But surely he's confident. This is kind of going along with that lesson we had today in Bible class about belief, having confidence. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And here's his proclamation. It's almost like a confession out loud to God. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's making that statement to God. 21, in the parable of the talents, at the end of it, Jesus has been explaining a parable to them. And in the parable, it said, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's why David said that. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And someday, David will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Someday we will hear those same words. Well done, good and faithful servant. The 23rd Psalm is a short 6 verses. But I tell you, David said a lot. It probably meant as much to him to write it, to reflect back, and to say those words. It's as much of a prayer for David to God as it is a reflection of his life. And luckily, it was inspired, and we've got it today to look at and to encourage us. If you need to respond to the invitation in any way, please come forward while Frank leads us in the invitation song. Have a great week. Maybe take some time and reread this. Won't take you long to read 6 verses. Maybe reread this week. Let's stand and sing.